Family mean to you?
What is family? When I think about family, I think about the Fast and the Furious movies that I've never seen. I think about JoJo.
You think about Paul Walker and your tattoo of him.
Yes.
And how much you miss him every day.
Every single day.
Every waking moment.
Every waking moment. And I think about, man, I should have watched those movies, but I never did.
Do you think? Can I ask you a question?
Yeah, go ahead. And remember, Russ, this is our clean episode.
This is our 100% clean episode. We'll start recording soon. Because this is off the record. Would you get Razor branded rims for your car tires?
You know, I've been in the market for a new car recently. I've been doing some car shopping. And I think I would. If Razor made a car, I would have to buy it.
You'd be all in.
Yeah, if you think about it, whenever you have like the undercarriage lighting and like the, you know, the fancy like neon lighting and like your street cars. That's all Razor branded cars, basically.
Alan, to keep it family friendly, I'm going to reference a children's cartoon. Because I never do that when we're not family.
No, we definitely don't reference children's cartoons that we watched when we were like 6 years old in 1999.
Yes. Why? You could get a car, or you could listen to My Man the Squid get a skateboard with an engine on it.
Now, what I always wondered is, what was that engine doing exactly? Did he have like a drive shaft and like like axles? What's going on there?
Yeah, I'm sure it did. It'd have to.
You would think.
Yes.
You would think. Maybe it's just blowing out hot air that's like propelling him.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe it's a dark matter engine.
What's the deal with?
Maybe the squid is about is like if squid is. Is like the Spider-Man of the Nicktooniverse. Okay, if we were looking at like the genius rankings of the Kolaski Chupo universe, of obviously the smartest would be Stu.
Yeah,
Stu would be the Mr. Fantastic.
No, I thought he would be the Mr. Fantastic. I was about to say he would be the Iron Man, but he's smarter than Iron Man.
Yes, and then I would say who would be Iron Man? Jenny's mom from
Jenny's mom, yeah, because Jenny's Ultron.
Mrs. Wakeman.
Yeah, Mrs. Wakeman is. Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep, that's true. I will not acknowledge any of the fucking. Oh shit, I said a bad word. Oh shit. Oh god, no.
Oh my god, you've already ruined the first episode of Hogcast.
No,
the number one independent Sonic podcast on the planet. I'm your host, Russ Walsh. With me, as always, is my co-host, Alan Black.
God.
Alan, we're going to call it a mulligan because we hadn't actually started the episode.
That's true. What I was going to say is I was trying to think of that awful cartoon with, is like my ex-family next door or something like that. The X's, meet the X's or something.
The X's, the Xticles. No, wait.
Hey.
That's a Whiskey Tango joke.
What was their name? The X's. It was just the X's. Tango.
It was just the X's.
I hated them so much.
I kind of like the X's. Don't ask me why.
I hate how they looked. I hate how they looked.
They did not look great, but it had my boy Patrick Warburton.
Just let him be Brock Samson or whatever.
Brock Samson's great. You could go back to being Ja from The Family Man. My favorite cartoon. So funny. So funny and so good. It's so a little random. But the X's. What was the voice of the villain in the X's?
It was...
That was so funny.
Well, there's the Y's. What was their deal? Oh, you mean Glowface, Chris Hardwick?
Yes. Was it Chris
Hardwick? It was Chris Hardwick. It was Glowface.
I'm trapped in hell. Chris, you fuck.
Yeah, you said a bad word. Chris, this is what you drive us to.
Oh, I got my mulligan. You got yours.
I hate Glowface so much.
It was Chris Hardwick.
Oh, I hate him.
Dang, he played the two worst villains.
Wait, who was the other one again?
Nick, the cow from Back to the Barnyard.
Yeah, he was a villain. The other thing that messes me up
is John Heder in the movie, but Chris Hardwick in the cartoon.
Sasquatch in the show was voiced by Randy Savage, which I hope that's Macho Man Randy Savage and not like Ben Savage's brother. Nope, it's Macho Man Randy Savage. And also Brandon was the nephew of Glowface, and he was voiced by Jason Schwartzman. Oh, man.
Jason Schwaz.
Oh, Jason Schwa. Man, I Russ, how do you feel about the 90s? Just basically, we're in the 90s all over again.
We live in the 90s again. I've drinking Zima. I've had about a six pack of Zima.
I'm drinking Fresca right now.
I've had Surge. I have a Fresca on my desk, but it's empty.
Okay, so here's the thing, is the only Fresca that my grocery store seems to carry is zero calorie. Is all Fresca zero calorie now?
Yes, I think it always has been.
Has it?
Hasn't it?
No.
I think it's always.
Maybe I'm getting it mixed up with Squirt or something, but like...
You're always getting everything mixed up with Squirt.
Well, if there's one thing about me, it's that I'm always thinking about Squirt.
Yeah, if you drink Squirt, you horny.
Yeah. Oh, let me...
This is a clean episode, but we can talk about... if you're a kid, if you're a 90s kid, then you're okay, because you're a kid at heart like me, Toys R Us. But if you're an actual kid, talk to your parents about this stuff. It's important to talk about. But
did you know that President Lyndon B. Johnson loved Fresca so much he had a soda fountain containing Fresca installed in the Oval Office?
Yes. Yes. And did you know whatever Lyndon B. Johnson ever said or did anything, somebody be like, Lyndon B. Johnson. You know,
how many of y'all like that? How many of y'all like being the president?
Hey, Lyndon B. Johnson.
Oh man, but the rest of the 90s is back. Hey Arnold's back. Rocco's back.
And clean comedy's back.
Clean comedy's back.
When I was, you could go to the cinema, see some pictures, watch friggin' some Dunstan checks in and laugh the night away. And now it seems like all comedy is friggin' Seth Rogen. Smoking illegal drugs.
It's like Seth Rogen, like eating a pizza and like blowing weed smoke in a man's face.
Seth
or like,
Green,
or like a baby driver, unmarried... a baby driver wrecking cars into people.
I remember when babies would just talk, but now we're saying they're bosses or something. That's like
I remember baby geniuses. Remember what? Baby geniuses?
We used to respect the capitalistic system.
We used to respect babies.
What happened? Wait, you don't respect babies?
Oh,
anymore?
I never respected babies, but people used to.
Mm-hmm. When did you lose respect for babies?
I think I've lost respect for babies around the time Axe Cop came out, because he had a strongly anti-baby agenda. He hated babies.
Even though Big
so
Baby
dumb.
Was a great character.
Big Baby was a good character. I liked how his catchphrase was "Shake what your baby gave you," because that doesn't make any sense. But it was good. It was good. Axe Cop, you know what? You were a cool thing back in 2012 or whatever. You know what? You're still good. I think that kid's like our age now, though. He got older than us.
I like to say I stopped respecting babies when some babies pretended to be the Muppets, and then they were apparently canon or something, which I disagree with. I don't think I think Muppets is for adults, and I think the Muppets should be allowed to curse. I don't think we should curse on this episode of the
podcast.
I think
if Kermit was here, I would let him curse.
And I like that show. I like that.
You like Muppet Babies. Now, here's my theory about
Muppet
Babies.
No. The new Muppet show, where the Muppets were...
horny.
Bleep this out me later, but they were friggin' finger banging.
Now, Russ, I've always told you that the Muppets are kind of being in a constant state of being finger banged.
I'm gonna have to bleep this all out, but they were friggin' getting, well, that's, they're getting butt blasted there, but these Muppets were, they actually specially designed a new, every single Muppet had both genitalia attached and inserted.
It's very weird that they put a G-spot inside of the Muppet.
And this is
body.
Biology. It's, hey, once again, parents and their children should be talking about this. This is 100% clean comedy in my book.
This is just the body. This is just the body. And if you have a problem with it, maybe you have a problem with yourself.
The Muppet body.
The Muppet body. Kermit, they put a felt prostate inside of Kermit. And
people have told me I look and talk a lot like a Muppet, so...
Now, that's true. You are kind of Gonzo.
I am a little gonzo.
You are a little gonzo. We're going to find out that you're actually an alien or something.
Then release a movie that
about how you want to about how you want to have sex with chickens.
Oh my god. Hey, whoa. Now that's not. Come on.
Hey now. I'm crazy.
Bestiality.
I'm not that crazy.
See, I'm okay with Muppets biology, but I don't think people should have sex with a Muppet. My personal beliefs, though.
Mm-hmm.
Is that bad?
I think so.
So I'm a bad person now. Dang.
Yeah. You know who's a bad person?
I thought that was 100% clean comedy. Was weird conservative worldviews, but
Do you know who's also
the fool?
Do you know who's also a bad person, Russ?
Who?
I feel like a lot of the people in charge of the Hey Arnold movie teaser are bad.
Craig Bartlett?
Craig Bartlett?
You have something against Craig Bartlett, who in so many ways owes his fame and fortune to the original Bart?
The original Bartman himself?
Have you ever thought
of Hey Arnold being an anti-Bart?
He is the anti-Bart.
He is the anti-Bart.
As we all know, Craig Bartlett, the creator of Hey Arnold, is the stepbrother of Matt Groening.
Is he?
And Matt Groening is a big reason that Hey Arnold got his television program.
Wait, is he?
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, and so in many ways... Yeah, it's gosh darn it.
Dag-jim.
In many ways... sweet mustache. In many ways, Craig Bartlett owes it all to the Bartman, but I think that's given him a small man complex.
Would you say a short man complex? Because Hey Arnold? Because that's what his grandpa called him?
I hate to bring up rapping music, but a shorty complex. Sorry, is that offensive? Rap music? Is that clean comedy?
As long as you don't bring up country as well. I listen to wholesome rap by
the Sugar Hill
Gang, and
yes, I love wholesome rap. Oh,
just the original.
I love
rap.
When I went to the first concert series of concerts I went to was a Christian rock festival that I hated.
Wait, did you really?
Yes.
Who was there?
I went to a Christian rock. Skillet.
Yeah.
Reliant K was a headliner.
The Cereal. I love them.
I couldn't
that?
Tell you
who
but
was
there
that
was
other band man I remember them. They were on an episode of Hey Arnold, or not Hey Arnold, shit. gosh darn it. They were on an episode of Ned's Declassified.
Yellow Card.
No. Oh wait, that was the Incubus guy who was on Ned's Declassified,
but this is burned into my memory. But this guy had a rap song. This white Christian rapper had a song about like how bad he felt for
Switchfoot. That was it. It was Switchfoot.
It was Switchfoot. Oh shoot, Switchfoot was not there. They were too big for that.
I thought Flyleaf was a weed band, but it turns out they're a Christian rock band.
Oh,
same with Pod.
But this white Christian rapper made a rap song about how bad he felt for Eminem. Because he felt bad for Eminem for having a bad relationship with his mom and going through a divorce and stuff. And I'm like, so is every other track on your record an apology for like white imperialism and like poverty and capitalism? Like what? So you obviously the rest of your track list should be apologizing for every bad thing that happens to rappers, I guess.
That's true. Also,
did he have like an apology track for Eazy-E and the AIDS epidemic?
I think what he had is instead of having skits, he just had apologies. he just had comedians come on and say Yeezy apologized for wrecking the upholstery of my vagina.
Jesus Christ.
Remember like the skit from the My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy. The Hey Arnold trailer, it's weird.
Total diversion, my bad.
It's weird.
I liked it. I thought there was some good fan service. I think I am building up the Hey Arnold movie so big in my mind that when it does come out and it eventually disappoints, I'll die.
I think, so let's get our predictions out of the way. So what's they revealed in this is that there's like some sort of weird contest for like Habitat for Humanity for Arnold to go to like this fictional jungle island in
Bit
Latin
of a
America.
Stretch. What did you say, me for me thinks?
Yeah, that's crazy, right?
I doth might protest too much, but I don't think that's how contests work.
That's how contests work.
I don't
work.
Know.
Hey, here's a contest for you to go do charity work.
Do they do contests like that still? Do you think he's submitting his, like, a card to Nintendo Power?
No, there is a thing, like, I know that, like, if you want to do, like, volunteer work and stuff in, like, college, like, it's like you get to go to Costa Rica for spring break and go build houses the whole time. It's not really fun. Mm-hmm. You just get to go build houses. And it's like you have to, like, submit an application and talk about why it'd be, like, good. But, like, you don't have to, you know. Russ, are you still there? Russ, are you there?
My internet's shit. I'm getting 6 megabytes a second, so...
Oh, yeah, you were cutting out... You were turning robot before, so I don't know what the deal is.
Okay, we'll just keep going.
I didn't stop recording or anything, so we're just keep going.
Yes, me neither.
Worst case scenario, we get disconnected and we just ramble at the same time into the microphone for another hour.
Hell yeah.
So I don't get what the deal is. They're trying to win a contest to go here so he can meet his parents or whatever. Do you think his parents are, one, going to be dead? One of them.
I think they will not be in their old form. That's why.
Do you think they got turned into like monkeys or something?
I think they are going to have transformed into some kind of monster or beast.
And Arnold's going to have to kill them?
I think Arnold's going to have to kill them.
Or maybe Helga will do it for him.
I think it's going to be a Kong Skull Island situation where the mother and the father have like morphed together to become some weird Evangelion flesh beast.
What happened in Kong Skull Island?
But like, I meant like they go to Skull Island. That Kong is some weird bio beast.
I thought you implied that like King Kong's parents like got fused together.
I think that's what happened. I was just saying like they're gonna have to go.
Wait,
there
did that happen in King Kong? What was going on?
No, that did happen in Kong. I have not seen.
Why
Kong
were you
Skull
suggesting
Island?
that was what Kong Skull Island was?
I'm just was saying that they were gonna go to the island to have to kill him. You know, I didn't mean
that's like every King Kong though. I just wondered. I thought like something specific happened in Skull Island.
I think most of the time they capture King Kong. I guess Arthur.
Arthur.
I think Arthur the aardvark will be there. So will the
what if this island is an island of? It turns out this is where Elwood City is.
The Isle of Dr. Moreau.
Yeah, it's the Isle of Dr. Moreau, and that's where Elwood City is. It's like a biodome on this island or whatever.
Oh, Pauly Shore's gonna be there. Oh no,
he's causing trouble in this bubble.
We live in the 90s. It's like the pest.
Speaking of the 90s, Rocco, he's back.
Rocco's back.
His trailer was actually good.
He's gonna give the millennials what for.
That's the thing, is I feel like Rocco Rocco's doing what Jerry Seinfeld has been trying to do for 20 years now and failing.
Be relevant past the 90s?
Yes. Well, yes, that exactly, because Jerry Seinfeld stopped being relevant as soon as the 90s ended.
He has cars now, though.
Wait, is that his thing now?
Yeah, he owns a car. He's Jay Leno, but less sad, but still sad.
He owns one car?
No, he owns, like, lots of cars.
Oh, you said he owns a car, and I'm like, well, so do I, Jerry Seinfeld.
Hey.
Come on. I'm he moved out of New York, so he doesn't have to, you know, rely on public transit.
Hey, if we should just copy a show into comedians and cars getting Italian sodas.
We should do like comedians and cars going to Sonic. We'll just be like this. We'll be like the Sonic guy.
We'll get a banana split shake.
Whenever I go to Sonic, the only thing I get is the cherry limeade because that's the best.
This is just me going to Ellen. Like, hey, do you want to hang out?
No, I'm going.
You want
to
go?
We get in two separate cars and park next to each other in Sonic.
And then I want to recreate the Sonic commercials with you, like a boop chicka bow. Really loving these Cajun tots.
Yeah, you're just texting it to me or sending it to me over line, and I'm parked like two spaces down. I'm like, yeah, they're pretty good.
Fuck off.
Hey, yo, wait, oh no. Word. Oh, but that was you were quoting me.
Yeah, this is now. I mean,
you're quoting a commercial. You were being
100% clean comedy, but all in all, I mean, this is still journalism, and like you know,
it's still journalism. We still have to have integrity to the source.
I still have a journalism major on here. That means it's journalism.
That's true. I took a journalism class once, Russ. Did you know that? I can't remember if I ever told you that, but I took a journalism class.
You ever learn about bee semen, though? You ever learn about bee semen?
In my free time.
Yeah. Oh.
I told you I'm a big bee movie Jerry Seinfeld fan.
Damn it. Okay, I get it. You know everything.
Most things.
You know about this? It's the bird. Stupid.
What bird?
Blue-footed booby.
What about the red-footed booby?
I think he's got blood on its feet.
My favorite 50 Cent game. It's a 50 Sand game. My name's 50 Sand.
What would you rate the sand on a scale of 1 to 50?
I'd rate it blood.
50 Sand. Yeah, the movie looks good. Rocco's gonna drink energy drinks and Zima. It's probably gonna have a little of everything funny in there, but then it's gonna have that one thing that hurts my feelings. Like
the one thing that's gonna be like, podcasts are bad. Okay. Like Rocco's like, I got Blue Apron. Oi, mates. He's gonna get Blue Apron and like Heifer's gonna eat it while it's on his stoop, and then he's gonna open up the box and there's nothing there.
Mr. Big Face is gonna be like, here is my podcast about the Disney Channel original movies and which are the best and which are the worst.
First of all, you said Mr. Big Face. Second of all, that's what you think he sounds like?
That's my best impression. I didn't try that hard.
And I think Mrs. Big Head's like, Rocco, I'm...
Big Face. Do you think she's going to come out, and I apologize for this.
What?
Going to come out and say, Rocco, engage in coitus with me, and my husband is a cuckold.
Rocco, Miss Ed's a cuck. You need to climb up inside me.
Is there Mrs. Bighead lore?
I feel like there has to be. I can look it up.
Also, I've been calling him Mr. Big Face for years. That's now, I feel. Nobody's so corrected wrong. Me.
Remember the one episode where it was revealed he used to be insanely handsome, but Heifer pushed his head into a blender? Do you remember that?
Oh my gosh. My memories of Rocco's are pretty scattered because it was like, by the time I was watching Nickelodeon, it was a late night thing. So like,
oh, I always watched. I don't know how. I think I have every my uncle bought me a copy of Rocco on DVD because they never made a DVD set. He just like somebody that had like painstakingly burned all of the episodes of Rocco onto DVD. So I have every episode.
Was it a good transfer?
I think it was fairly decent. I mean, it's not like HD or anything because it's like, you know.
Yeah.
But like, I think it was okay. But it's like, it's not bad.
Is Rocco at any point going to say Blu-ray or it'll be like a parody? It'll be like, Green Roo. Like, Rocco, you got to get the better quality.
It's true.
That's the killer comedy you're getting on the family-friendly episode.
The thing is like, hey, it's true. Hey, you remember how the restaurant was called Chokey Chicken? Like, jerking off. Oh. You remember that?
Do you think the iPhone is going to be like
the
D phone?
The butt phone?
The butt phone? The nude phone?
That's my phone. That's actually what I hacked into my phone and changed every reference to like iPhone and like the OS to nude phone.
I think at one point a phone will explode. Temple Talk!
I think Rocco's gonna get the Samsung Galaxy Note 7. Temple Talk, we didn't watch any Lucha Underground because we haven't watched it since we recorded the episode with Ouija that got eaten by the internet. Hey guys, technology, the 21st century is a very dangerous century. I'm Rocco. Good day, mate.
Do you think that we'll still be fighting the Russians in the 21st century, Ellen?
I think so. Allegiances and alliances change over time. Yeah. Scene, meme, gene.
You know, we didn't talk about this. Let's talk about our sacred temple. 30 years of Metal Gear.
30 years of Metal Gear.
Big Boss. He's already hit the big milestones. He hasn't hit the big 40 yet, but he's gotten more handsome.
That's true. What are you getting him for his 30th birthday?
The 30th anniversary is the...
Diamond anniversary.
It's the diamond anniversary.
So I'm going to cream myself and smear it all over his face.
I was going to get him a diamond encrusted eye patch, but your idea is much better.
Well, I'm going to get myself turned into a diamond so he can carry me into battle.
Uh-huh. I'm gonna get him a gun that has daddy engraved on it.
That'd be pretty good. Russ, whichever one of us dies first, can we get the other one's ashes turned into a diamond? And then, but we have to rip out our eye. We have to damage our eye with a discharge from a gun.
Right.
But we get to have a diamond eye patch afterwards.
Right. And then when the other one dies, then we'll re-ashify the diamonds, and then we'll both be turned into a pizza.
Yes.
And fed to our family members and loved ones.
I would like to be fed to somebody that I hate, actually.
Oh my god.
I don't think my diamond pizza body would taste very well. But it tastes very good. Also, if you tried
who
to bite
in
into
the administration,
diamond,
who in the current presidential administration would you like to eat me? Yeah.
I mean, I guess if I had to pick a choice, I think it'd probably be just to cater to my own personal desire. I guess like Ivanka.
That would be funny.
That would be pretty funny.
That would be funny. She'd be like, is this vegan? It's like, no, well, it's sort of vegan.
And Jared's like, is this kosher? No, Jared, you don't get to eat any of the diamond pizza.
You don't. Ivanka won't let him eat the pizza.
Ivanka doesn't let him eat pizza in general.
It's too, the spices might kill him.
He's like, this pizza's too spicy.
His throat might constrict on one of the slices of onion on it. And then she'll have to try to pull the strip of onion out and his lungs come up with it. It's kind of gross for a family friend.
That's also basically just something that would happen on Rocco's Modern Life.
Yeah, pretty much.
Hey guys, maybe the
Jared's Modern Life. Jared's Modern Life.
do you think
you think about it,
Jared is a lot like Rocco.
Who's his heifer?
I think that's Trump. Or is he Mr. Big Head?
I guess so.
I think Trump is Mr. Big Head. And I think Heifer might be Bannon.
Oh, wait. No, actually, you're wrong, because Trump is Voldemort.
Oh, no.
Well, excuse me. Trump's is Lannister.
Trump is his rude comic store boss.
No. Trump's is Lannister now, Alan.
Oh.
Yeah, come on.
And Russ, have you seen the new Game of Thrones?
Yes, I've seen every episode of Game of Thrones. Five or eight times each, and I know that I perfectly memorized, I mean, arc of her story.
Is she still wandering around like looking for dragons?
Yes, she is wandering around a casino and going, hello.
That is, I think it's really messed up that whenever Daenerys came out of the house of the Undying, that she just kind of wandered around and just repeated what people said.
Remember how Jon Snow's doppelganger died, and then a bunch of White Walkers tore his guts out,
and then smeared it all over him, and then he came back.
Then you learned the origin of Hodor. Hodor was created by
well, it was a bunch of Hodors that came out and started smearing his guts out, and then you learned that these Hodors were formed by the atomic bomb, and
yes,
and he kept on walking around saying Hodor,
Hodor, which, as we all know, is the name of. Is how the Enola Gay is pronounced in actual German. Hodor.
Yep, that's true.
That's true.
Yeah, so there you go. Man, this would be really funny for somebody who hasn't watched Twin Peaks and doesn't know anything about Game of Thrones.
Alan, this show would be funny if we talked about anything that anybody liked.
I
think people like Game of Thrones.
People, I don't even like Game of Thrones, Russ.
Wait, you don't like the Game of Thrones?
No, Russ.
But you love games.
Here's the thing, Russ. I don't like Game of Thrones. I love Game of Thrones.
You know what's family-friendly in Game of Thrones?
Everything.
It's got dogs in it. It's got the hound in it.
It's got nice trees, just like Pocahontas. With faces on them, right?
What if they had a talking tree?
What's up with the trees, by the way?
Would it go that way, Arya? Of the talking tree.
Did Arya have faceless powers now?
Did you say Daria?
Hold on. Why, first of all, isn't Arya basically the Daria of the Game of Thrones universe?
I mean, Arya's always going like, what a drag. I don't know about this one.
She is always, and she's always she's always getting annoyed by Beavis and Butthead.
Sansa, I'm trying to get engaged to a political heavyweight. Yeah, sure. Why don't you do that while I get married to the Blade?
Do you Does she have her transforming face powers yet?
Yes, she does.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah, she's basically become Chameleon? Is that the Spider-Man
villain? The Spider-Man villain Chameleon was very weird, because I don't think he actually... His power was in his belt, but I think he just looked like a weird alien man. I don't know what his deal was.
Yeah, he looked like Voldemort. I think he was a Voldemort cosplayer.
I don't like him. Yeah, I typed in Chameleon Spider-Man, and the first thing that popped up is Chameleon Spider-Man gay.
Is that...
Excuse me?
Oh, boy.
Excuse me? Oh, boy. This is not good. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Is this something we should avoid talking on a family-friendly podcast?
Probably. Chameleon? No. Oh, man. Also, when he disguises himself as somebody, he puts on a person's like skin mask over his face. It's a nightmare.
He really is Arya.
He is Arya.
If you think about it, he Arya.
He Arya, though.
Oh. Our SEO is gonna friggin' blow up because we said Spider-Man and Game of Thrones.
Spider-Man, Game of Thrones, so, Arya. What's up with the deal? Does she have to slice somebody's face off?
Yes.
Wait, really?
Like a big slice of pizza.
Oh, but yeah, wait, Russ. Physically... What about a big slice of millet that I put in my bird feeder?
Have you ever fed any of your pets millet?
I think we've put millet out for the birds to eat in the bird feeder. But now we don't have a bird feeder anymore because I don't want to encourage those little nasty rats with wings.
Oh, you hate that? You friggin' hate birds?
I don't like birds.
You really don't like birds?
We had two cockatiels and we gave them to our aunt because she was lonely.
A friend of the show, Whitney, you're going to disappoint her. But I was thinking about this the other day. Petting birds makes them horny.
Does it?
With that.
I've never had that happen. Yeah. I think you're petting birds wrong.
Well, they're the only people I can make hornier birds, I guess. I don't know.
And maybe it's because you're... This really does make you like a Gonzo-type figure, Russ.
Oh, boy. Oh, no.
Oh, no. It's time for the Robin's Millet. Our most popular segment.
Oh. Our most popular segment. Starting in 3, 2, 1.
Russ, I actually have Robin bird news.
Whoa.
Yeah, the Robin bird news is that Mark posted a picture of a bird. A little sparrow or something. I think it might have been in like a shoebox.
Like the high sparrow? Was it high up?
I think so. Yeah. Oh, was it one of the... Is that something from Game of Thrones?
That is.
Hold on. And I said, like, who is this little bird? And Robin liked it.
Good for Robin.
Good for Robin. She loves birds. Who's the high sparrow, by the way?
He's Francis of Assisi, but if he wasn't a sissy, you know what I mean?
Oh, but he brings people back to life?
Yeah, I guess.
Oh, wow.
No, he tries to... I think he had more people beaten than killed, so he's more beating than bringing back to life.
Who is this? He looks just like an old man in a nightgown.
Well, that's kind of what I look like, Ellen, that's all we can talk about the High Sparrow for now.
Gosh. I hate the High Sparrow.
You don't like the High Sparrow?
Yeah, I don't think I like him very much.
You don't gotta worry about him too much. Wink.
I heard that he died.
Oh no, a character from Game of Thrones dying. What the fuck?
Oh, they still haven't improved with CGI fire, it looks like, huh?
I just cursed, but I'm assuming that whoever was like... I think everybody who didn't want to know skipped through it. You know what I mean? And since all these kids aren't allowed to watch it, the parents probably skipped through it because they didn't want
to
spoil their
kids. Did they already get to the part of the show where What's-Her-Face walks around naked?
Yes.
Okay. I wasn't sure if that happened yet or not. I haven't watched Game of Thrones in literally like 5 years. I don't know what's going on anymore. I quit whenever when he gouged out the guy's eyes, and I'm like, yep, it's not going to get any better than this. I'm out. A small folk? Right. Who's a small folk? Ugh. Oh, wait, this is just people without noble title or blood. I thought they introduced hobbits at some point. I was terrified.
Hobbits is... I know how much you hate hobbits.
I hate those hobbits. How do you feel about Lord Toad?
I hate him. I hate all toads across all... The second Toad became a fucking...
You're worse.
I'm sorry. I feel such a deep holistic rage.
Toad?
That just
How do you...
Dances all over the place. Well, just the second that I lost N64 Toad, my beautiful child, my sweet little boy, I've just hated New Toad. New Toad is what, as we all know, I think old Toad... He used to be like, whoa! And now he's like, oh no! And I fudge and hate it.
How do you feel about Toad's worth?
Bad.
Why, don't you like when you spray him with water and goes, blah, 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 blah?
No, I don't like
it. Oh,
that.
I do like it.
He likes it. He loves being sprayed.
He does
he's
love
such
it.
A freaking little creep.
He does love it.
He's such a little
I like
creep.
How he's just like, oh, oh, like making all these weird noises.
Maybe I don't.
Maybe you see too much of yourself in Toad's worth.
Maybe. I don't know. There was that period of time where, like, Miyamoto was shoving all these horn dogs on his friggin'
The Piantas,
games.
They're all horny.
Their Piantas are all, they're
they have tree.
Bare-chested. Slapping themselves
they're
around.
Dancing,
like,
they're throwing
oh.
Mario. That's their kink.
Ugh. And, the friggin' shell people are, like, in their little shells you know what I was gonna
say. That
used
to jerking off. That's not a bad word.
No, it's like Shrek. You didn't know I was. That was for adults, kids.
Yeah, right? Mom and Dad would listen to that and be like, oh, I know what the shell people are doing.
Oh, imagine parents listening to the shell. By the way.
Your mom has listened to it.
If that's true, my mom actually listened to listened to the Sab episode.
Oh, what'd she think?
She said it was a lot better
because we just needed that feminine presence, I guess.
Yeah, we needed that. Sab, come back, Sab. She went to Japan. Ugh,
well, I guess we're going to have to move to Japan now.
Left us high and dry. We said, Sam, come be on the show forever. And she said, no, I got to go to Glorious Nippon and go to a gachapon.
I
got to
go meet Nico Yazawa.
I got to meet Nico Yazawa.
She's like the power line to Sab's Max in the Goofy movie. I don't know why that's the first. I don't know why that's the first thing I thought of, but that's what I thought of.
I thought of California and the Wizard, so...
Well, okay.
I think we're both 90s kids,
that's
I guess.
True.
I don't know.
Hey, you know what? You know what I love more than the 90s? A little thing called pizza. I had some new pizza this week, Russ. This Russ week.
Boy.
Mod Pizza is in town. I don't know how long it's been in town. We just got a thing in the mail from it, and I think they sent it to me specifically because they know.
They tracked you down. They said, we need a review from the hottest pizza reviewers for our hottest pie.
Yeah.
And I'm assuming it's wearing some sort of beetle boot.
Yes,
some sort
it's
a funny haircut.
Yes, it's
chain necklace, and it's just like, do I make you horny, baby?
No, yeah, he's wearing little white beetle boots, and his name was Sid from Hey Arnold.
Why does he wear those boots?
Remember that episode where he got mugged and somebody took his boots and because Monkey Man was too busy hobnobbing with rich people? Do you remember that?
I don't remember. I don't even remember Monkey
Man. Oh, I love Monkey Man. I like when Monkey Man dressed up as Willy Wonka. Anyway, Monkey Man.
I do remember what I okay Monkey, now I remember Monkey Man.
Monkey Man said Monkey Man is basically Cake Boss in that he says his own name like at the end of each sentence. Yeah, so I went to Mod Pizza, which is kind of like Blaze, which we have that in town too, but Mod Pizza's closer. So their pizzas it's pretty interesting. You can get like a 10 or it's like 11 inch pizza, so like a Blaze size pizza for $7.87, no matter what you put on it.
Wow.
Yeah, right? So here's the loadout I got. Got red sauce, Asiago cheese, mozzarella cheese, bacon, salami, spicy chicken sausage, black olives, mushrooms, roasted red peppers, roasted garlic, pesto drizzle. And I gotta tell you, it sounds like a lot of stuff, but I mean, it's not really that much once you think of the bacon's not really, you know, that's just kind of not really much there. Salami, chicken, olives, mushrooms, peppers.
Did they throw a lot on there, or did it just kind of like...
It wasn't droopy or anything. Okay. Which is weird because it's a thin crust.
I love Droopy. Droopy's such a fun character that I love. Droopy dog. Droopy dog.
Anyway, it was good. That spicy chicken sausage, I think, was probably the real standout for me. It's actually, you know, it had a fair amount, not like a crazy amount of heat. It wasn't really spicy. You're not going to need a drink or anything, but it was spicier than I expected. It was good. I think the sauce is pretty decent. I think that was pretty good. The one thing that I feel like it and Blaze kind of have as a weakness is maybe it's just the way that their boxes are. These pizzas kind of cool down a good bit because they're pretty thin. Even though they're oven roasted. The one kind of weird thing is the roasted garlic I got on there. I don't know if you've ever added or had roasted garlic on a pizza.
Yeah, I have at Blake.
But it's
on your recommendation as the pizza professor.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. So I like roasted garlic, but the chunks were a little bit big, which isn't that bad. I mean, it wasn't like awful or anything, but it's like a little bit too overwhelming at times. You know what I mean? But
I'm not huge on chunks. I'm a minced guy.
Yeah.
I'm a
mincer. I was expecting it to be minced. If it was minced, that would have been better.
I'm a minced guy.
That's true.
Mince it up.
The other thing that I've got to say is great about Blaze, or not Blaze, Mod, is that the guy, apparently when my dad went to go pick up this pizza, the guy that also had an online order, or the guy that just had like a previous order, the pizzas were slightly burned for him. And my dad had to wait a little bit because they were still cooking our pizzas. And they said, hey, this guy's pizzas were a little bit burned. We didn't want to give them to him because they were a little bit burned. But if you take a look at them, if you guys want them, you can have them. And my dad looked at them and was like, these look fine. And we had them and they were totally fine. So they just gave us some free pizzas. Yeah, right? You said a bad word.
Dang.
They have some interesting, they have Canadian bacon as options. They have pineapple and roasted pineapple. We also had two different sides of garlic strips, which I got to say weren't great. The cinnamon strips were better.
I'm tired of strips unless it's chicken.
I had cinnamon strips, which were okay. They were fine. It was basically just the dough, but they kind of coated it with some sort of cinnamon stuff. And then you had like a little cinnamon glaze you could dip it in. It was all right. I got to say, Mod, I don't know if it's as good in terms of quality as Blaze, but it's like $4 cheaper. So, I mean, you know, it's pretty good. I mean, it's pretty cheap, especially for like a family of five to get all this pizza. And we even got extra pizza on top of that. We had like two extra pizzas and an extra, I think, like cinnamon thing. That's crazy. You know, that all that for $50, that's not bad. For five of us?
That's not
for
bad.
Five of us? That's crazy. So
I've spent $30 on just a big pizza and it was
good. So I mean I think if you go to Mod, I would highly recommend the spicy chicken sausage. I think the pesto drizzle I liked a good bit too. I think it's good. The cheese was I think mixing it up, adding two different cheeses. They have a lot of cheeses, options for cheeses. You can get ricotta on there if you want. It's crazy. They got a lot of stuff. I'd recommend Mod. There's one other quick thing I wanted to dip back into is I've returned to my old standby favorite frozen pizza, the one that I ate for every day for a year. The Red Baron Special Supreme Pizza. Do you remember that?
How was it? Was it like an old friend hugging you?
Yes, actually.
Was it like the warm embrace of death, like returning?
Yeah, so before...
The Tombstone?
Before, I thought I said it was Tombstone. The thing is, I did eat Tombstones for a long time, but then I switched over to Red Baron, and then I ate that for like a year. That was the one I ate for a year. I did previously eat Tombstone. But the Red Baron Special Supreme, I've got to say, it's pretty darn good. I think really it kind of depends on how it's cooked. If you get it right, just right. But the Red Baron, I think I honestly think the only difference between a Special Supreme and a Supreme is that they put a little bit of orange cheese on it too. And I think maybe they put like some other, like they put like black olives or something on there too, or something. Like, I don't know. But like, it's.
Yeah, Red Baron, I've recently only had their like not pizza product, you know, like that little deep dish pizza, which is basically a pizza frisbee.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's gross. Don't get that.
Those are freaking good. I like those. They're like that right kind of process.
Well, wait, which one? I'm trying to think of which of the deep. I think those might be the good deep dish ones. They're.
Yes, the little square discs.
They're not square.
They're circular.
I think the or these might have been the ones they used to sell in like bags, and they were like stacked up on top of each other. Inside there,
that's right.
Yeah, I think
it's like those like discs of hamburger meat you get from Costco, but like pizza.
Yeah,
put that shit on the grill. Yeah.
He said that word. Russ, what pizza did you eat this week?
Oh no. Well, usually I would get one of those Tombstones because they're very cheap, and if I'm depressed,
which is always
a lot of the time, I gotta say, I got the DiGiorno personal pizza, a DiGiorno personal pan pizza with stuffed crust cheese. Mm. And my first big complaint is kind of the reverse of yours. It's freaking expensive. Jeez
That's
Louise,
a stuffed crust. You gotta pay a premium for that.
It was like $5 for like four mini slices of pizza.
That's and a lot of money, Russ.
They skimped out. Guess how many pepperones are on there?
How many pepperones? Four?
Yeah, okay, there were just four on it.
They put one on each slice?
One on each slice.
Was this like a Lean Cuisine pizza or something that you...
It was practically a Lean Cuisine
Actually,
pizza.
Actually, the Lean Cuisine pizzas are pretty darn good. You should get one of those.
Do they have more than four pepperonis
on
it?
Yeah, I think they actually do.
Four pepper... You're the freaking DiGiorno Corporation.
You're supposed to... Hey, it's not
you
delivery.
Literally, like...
It's not delivery. It's worse.
It's worse.
It's bad.
Ugh. What? You can literally shoot 13 of those friggin' like little pepperoni discs out for like 0.002 cents.
You know what you should
piece.
Just do is like, buy like a dollar Lunchable and just take the pepperonis off that and put it on your DiGiorno.
That rules, actually. That's a great idea.
You know what something my dad has done before? Is he's got like a... My dad, his... And I hate when he does this because it never turns out well. He's like, I'm going to buy like a Tombstone pizza, just like a cheese or a pepperoni. And I'm going to buy some cheese from the dairy section, just like some shredded like cheese. And I'm going to put it on there and I'm going to get some bacon and I'm going to put it on there too. And I'm going to put it all in the
Is
oven.
Is he just putting raw bacon on the pizza?
No, he's cooking it a little bit and then putting it on there and letting it like crisp or whatever. And it's like, and he's putting it in the pizza and then cooking it while it's in the oven. And then he's like, I made a custom pizza.
I have to report him to the authorities. That's illegal.
I think my dad is actually an innovator and he's disrupting the pizza market.
He's disrupting pizza. Tombstone pizza is called that because you're basically vandalizing a tombstone.
Basically, you're disrespecting the dead when you eat a tombstone pizza.
You're disrespecting the dead, the people who died
the
for
cowboys,
our pizza.
The brave cowboys that died for our pizza.
It founded America.
That's true. You know what I think is also disrespectful, Russ?
Stolen valor?
No, that's good. Finding iguana legs in jars of pizza sauce. Okay,
Holy
a woman
shoot.
In Fort Myers, Florida, said she found part of an iguana in her 14-ounce jar of pizza sauce. It was definitely an appendage. It was rubbery and fleshy, she said. Suzanne Abercrombie bought Mantia's pizza sauce.
Well, let me get... okay, I was going to ask you to make me guess. I was going to say it was Bobolese.
I was going to guess Berea.
Bobolese, add it again.
Oh, but it was Mantia's pizza sauce. She said she bought it in November and said she consumed it with pizza and then she fell ill. At first, she did not associate her illness with the sauce, but when she made another pizza, she noticed an unusual object came out of the jar. When I used the rest of the jar, that's when it fell out. It was about 3.5 inches long. It looked like an arm. They said that it was not a rep. It was not an iguana arm, just mold. The jars are double checked at the plant, but sometimes things happen after they get shipped. So I'm looking at the picture of it. Let me see if this is an iguana arm or not, because I am.
You're the expert. You're
this is this is but... not an iguana arm. This is not an iguana arm. I'm
How,
looking.
What if it was?
I'm, not, I'm looking at this. This is definitely not an iguana arm. This is actually just mold that is some sort of slime mold that has taken the solid form.
I wish it was an iguana arm.
It's not an iguana arm. It's I can unless it's been like deformed and like the skin has dissolved off or something. Like this is just mold. It looks like just kind of like a big green turd that was in there. I like that they defended. It's like, hey, listen, this isn't a lizard limb. This is just a huge chunk of mold that was in our sauce. Okay, calm down.
Listen, would you eat iguana pasta sauce?
Now, if it was made with cooked iguana that was like not just like severed limbs in there, then sure.
Would you buy? Which if this was the greatest pizza sauce in the world, Alan?
Uh huh.
She felt freaking sick and she kept eating it because it was so good.
Well, she didn't know that that's
would
what
you
made her sick.
Would you risk
it? Could have been the.
Would you risk
she
it?
Didn't know that that's what made her sick though.
It's usually the sauce. It's in the sauce.
Hey, it's in the sauce.
Hey, what if it's
Russ,
the stuff?
I heard that's the name. That's the catchphrase of your pizza restaurant that you're dreaming up is. Hey, it's in the sauce.
My cum.
Yeah. That's the thing. It's you winking and pointing down to your crotch. Hey, it's in the sauce. That's the commercial for your awful pizza joint.
And all these beautiful people are going to come and just, lap it up.
And then you step out there and they're like, hello, I'm Russ Walsh, the owner of this pizza place. And they're like, Russ, how is this pizza so good? And then you say, huh, it's in the sauce. And then you point it.
I put it at my dick and they look confused for a second, but they just think it's braggadocious.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah.
And next thing you know, I'm on Trump's cabinet.
Next thing you know, you're the new fulfilled. Ben Carson. Or not the new Ben Carson, the new Herman Cain. How do you feel about Herman Cain, his website, posting Twin Peaks images every week for the last few years? Did you know about that?
Is he a big fan of Twin Peaks?
Yeah, somebody asked, Herman Cain, why did you tweet about the healthcare bill with a picture of Laura Palmer and Dale Cooper sitting in the Black Lodge? And then somebody's like, Herman Cain, why is your website filled with Twin Peaks references and like pictures of like the man from another place just like dancing around and stuff on your website? It's like, I'm just a big Twin Peaks fan. He's just like, we should have voted for him because he loves the Pokemon movie and he loves Twin Peaks.
I think he relates with us millennials.
I think Herman Cain might be my dad. Man, I told you about the dream I had about Herman Cain, right?
No.
I had a nightmare about Herman Cain in 2012.
So at around that time, that's when I had my Pitbull nightmare, and that's when you were afraid of Herman Cain.
Well, so I had a nightmare that Herman Cain won the 2012 election, and there was a huge tsunami that was hitting California. And in my dream, it was like I was seeing the highway, like it was like a camera, like I was like in a drone or like a helicopter. And he'd built a big wall to protect California from the tsunami, except he didn't. He didn't have that much of the budget for it, so he made it out of chain link fence. So it was not helpful against the tsunami. So it came and washed all the cars off the highway and in the back.
Ellen, are you a prophet?
I feel like I might be, because
or maybe you're glimpsing into alternate timelines, and it's always a lighthouse, Ellen.
I feel like let me.
It's always a lighthouse. It always leads to a wall and a catastrophe.
Let me go ahead and tell it on air. My little Bill dream that I had the other day. it was in the Little Bill dream. Little Bill walks into this dark abandoned building that kind of like, it was kind of ratty outside and the windows were broken, and he walks in and there's just a bunch of like computer monitors and like these little workstations that kind of looked like they were like made for children, like they're like weird rounded computers. And I could tell he didn't say anything. Nobody says anything in the dream, but I knew that this is what parents use to watch their kids now, because preschools don't exist, and Little Bill's preschool didn't exist anymore. And then Little Bill sat down at the computer and played this like old 8-bit game that looked like Zelda, kind of, except it was like black and white and purple, like it was like monochrome but like purple. And then at the
Kid Icarus,
yeah. And then at the end, the character, the little Link character guy, walked off the screen and into just blackness. And then the camera panned out, and Little Bill wasn't sitting at the chair anymore. And that was the end of Little Bill. The thing was that I watched that in my dream, and I knew that that was actually the unaired finale or whatever, but they never, I don't know how I watched it, but I remember in the dream knowing like, oh, I'm watching the Little Bill finale that never got aired.
Alan, this is the best creepypasta I've ever heard.
I feel like most of my dreams are creepypastas from like an alternate universe.
Is it because you're eating all that pasta before you go to bed?
Yeah, you know what? That would explain it.
Do you think there's iguana legs in the pasta sauce you're using?
I think that might be it. Oh man, maybe like when I'm asleep, one of my snakes like crawls in my mouth and just like sleeps there, and I'm just getting like some sort of like residue.
Do you live in the 1950s or I guess the 1940s near
an atomic test site?
Near a test site.
I live next to a convenience store in the middle of New Mexico.
You are always eating that creamed corn.
I am always eating that creamed corn. I do live above a convenience store. A frog bug did crawl into my mouth one time. And also there is a guy outside that's asking if I have a light. So
can you get him on the show?
Yeah, hold on. Let me find that guy. Got a vape?
Hey, I heard there's something you wanted to say on the podcast.
This is the cum. This is the well. Jerk off. and descend.
I'm getting sleepy.
Oh boy, I'm falling asleep.
Hey, stop scratching my hair.
Hey. Russ, I think it's... oh, wait, he touched your hair, but it was too greasy and he got grossed out and then he left.
He tried to squeeze my head, but it was so soft it just flexed like a... like a stress ball.
Yeah, it was just like a stress ball. Yeah. Gosh darn it.
Anyway.
Oh
boy.
Russ, I've got something. This is a news article for you. How would you make the perfect Portland pizza? This is from the Willamette Week. They interviewed a bunch of people asking them what would be on the perfect Portland pizza.
I'm looking at the pictures now, and I've been there before. That's under the bridge at the market.
So I'm just scrolling down here about some of the ones. Some of these are, like, not interesting. But one of them, it's a mom with her kid that has headphones and sunglasses on. Which, man, I think if I lived in Portland, I'd be constantly mad. Because these are just some of the worst white people I've ever seen in my life. I top it with organic, free-range, artisanally barbecued, grass-fed tempeh with aged soy cheddar and bean sprouts. Then I'd bake it in my yard on my dryer drum fire pit next to my chicken coop. I'd cover it with the world's hottest pepper and make it at the gates of hell. That's cool. She's actually cool. This guy says, I'd make an engine charred pizza with lots of anchovies and sausage. Okay. I'd bake it in a clam and have arugula and goat cheese and something good like anchovies.
Hey, listen. Her dog looks cool.
Her dog looks so cool. Now, the guy beneath it, the guy beneath that one, I put world peace on it and make it in the halls of power.
Sat next to this guy on the train before, I swear.
Have you sat next to this guy on the train?
I'm joking, but I mean, I've now, sat, probably sat next
you know
to
the,
this
guy. You know what
the
most upsetting thing about this is? Is he's standing in front of a van that has Bentley from Sly Cooper on it. That's Bentley from Sly Cooper, isn't it?
But a spider.
Oh, boy, but a spider. But he's like a... He's a turtle, though.
Yes.
Oh, boy.
Jeez Louise.
And this lady wearing the Bart shirt that says, cool your jets, man.
That's cool.
It says, artichokes that's all cool. day in my oven. I think that's a weed joke or something. Artichokes
people
all day
like artichoke
oven.
Hearts.
Mod, they had artichoke hearts. They also had anchovies as a topping, and I was considering getting anchovies. Because nowhere else on earth can I get anchovies as a pizza topping. Now, Russ, I've got something that might be a little bit too raunchy for our clean episode, but I'm going to go into it anyway. Pizza chef booted from Reese Park for being too vulgar. I think this is in somewhere in New York. I don't know where this is, but Whitney Acock, previously accused of growing pot in his backyard and stealing a pizza oven, has been booted from his Reese Park storefront for being too vulgar. For the family-friendly beach. Slice of Wits served its last brick oven pizza from Bay 9 on Monday after a slew of complaints to the Gateway National Recreation Area, according to an eviction notice. In one instance, after a patron asked him to lower the profanity-laced, inappropriate music played out of the restaurant, he responded by blasting the music in her face. He also refused to lower the music during a free movie night hosted by the Rockaway Arts Alliance at the Central Park Film Festival, and it disrupted a screening of School of Rock. He also had a lewd painting on the door of the restaurant, which was later removed.
Alan?
Yes.
This guy sounds cool.
He sounds cool.
As I'll get out. He sounds rad as hell. His restaurant sounds like
what we would do.
What, like, a guy who posts 2.5 hour long rants on YouTube would name their...
Yeah, that's...
Name their pizza
that's
place.
That's upsetting thing. The cool thing is that this eviction letter, or the letter that he got in the mail, he posted a picture of it on Instagram, and he censored out his personal information with a package of edibles.
Hell yeah.
He's kind of, like, the coolest dude. He also, like, failed something. Like, he didn't have the appropriate signage, blah, 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 blah. He's just this rude, horny man that's blasting blasting all this. The thing is that he's consistently received raves from the press and public for producing some of the very best pizza in all of New York City. Both local community and beachgoers would definitely miss his food. So that's the thing. So you have to comply with the laws.
Move to Portland and move into my house.
Yeah, he said, the small, simple-minded fools that oversee this beautiful national park have deemed us federally offensive. So be it. Happily so, he wrote. F 'em. That's what he wrote. This guy's cool, but he's a little bit...
He's cool.
He's a little bit too raunchy from this episode. But you know who's always keeping it clean?
Dan Anen.
Dan Anen. But you know who's kind of like the Dan Anen of the game world?
Hippopo from Liquid Kids?
That's also true, but also Sonic.
Oh, Sonic, the guy who's in our friggin' show?
That guy that's in the name of our show. He's not in the name of the show, but he's implied.
Do you think Sonic's a rude boy?
I think Sonic's rude and got tooed, but he keeps it clean on the streets. His mom...
Oh, okay. Does he skank is what I was asking.
I don't think Sonic likes ska. I want to believe he doesn't like ska.
He only likes it once, and that's in Metal Harbor, Ellen.
Yeah, that's true. That's the only instance in which I like ska, because otherwise it's always an incest anime.
the official music of incest.
The official music of incest. Russ, tell me about this. I heard there's some sad news.
I have a heartbreaker for you, Alan.
Yes.
I know how much you care about that one narwhal. That one walrus, I guess. What is his name? Rex the Walrus or something? I don't know.
Wait, you mean Rotor?
Rotor the Walrus. Friggin' Sally Acorn.
Sonic the Hedgehog?
Lonic the Hedgehog, Mon Petit Frere, the weasel.
Mon Petit Frere, you mean Antoine de Coulette?
I know how much you care about them and how you worry about them and think about them constantly.
Yes, I do.
You're scared for their safety. You're afraid they'll get roboticized.
That happens. It happened to Bunny Rabbit.
You think about Bunny Robot a lot.
Definitely.
And how we all, in this modern world, if you think about it, with all these wearables and the freaking
we're all becoming millennials. Bunny robots. Bunny rabbits.
If you think about it, we're all Bunny Rabbit at this point, because we're like 90% robot.
That's what Rocco's trying to warn us about.
Do you think Rocco will start posting on red-pilled? Blue-pilled? Which pill?
Red-pill's the bad one.
Red pill, yeah. Rocco's gonna start posting on red pill.
I feel like if Filbert wasn't married, that's what he would do. Do you think he's gonna make Dr. Hutchinson become a trad wife? Because she actually has a job and he's unemployed, I think. Right away, no, he's not. But maybe he used to be.
I think he's gonna be deeply in shame. I think he's gonna be unemployed because he's been in space for 20 years.
He has been in space.
He's going to feel deep shame because he loves being domed by his doctor
with
wife.
With the hook hand. Do you think...
With the hook
hand. She has different attachments.
Oh, you know what?
She has different attachments for the hook hand, and that's shown in the show.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That, is that what Filbert sounds like?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Me and Filbert are basically the same.
You're kind of basically just Filbert.
I'm basically just Filbert. But anyway, the Archie, you're scared and concerned about them being roboticized.
Yes.
Well, they are going to be. Well, maybe not. Who's to say? But they will. The second worst fate that could happen befell them. They're being transferred. Moved, if you will. Taken from one place to another. That's right. Sega has given the publishing rights to Sonic Comics over to IDW.
Oh, DW from Arthur?
You hate her, right?
No, I love DW, actually.
You love that
she's
sass
in all the
machine.
She's
I,
in all the
I hate
she's
her.
Good.
Hey, get out of Arthur's business.
Quit bothering Arthur.
Arthur is just trying to prove once and for all that the aardvark race is the strongest and most powerful, and that his glasses are just for show.
It has to do with
DW's
his skull shape.
Always like,
that's why his glasses.
I'm quoting the character. Arthur, you're kind of an incel cuck.
Wait, Quentin Tarantino says that?
No, DW says that.
Oh. I need to. Do you think Arthur keeps adding, like, you know, like different more contemporary issues and stuff to cover for the kids? Do you think at some point they will eventually get to, like, Arthur meets a pickup artist or Arthur meets, like, an MRA?
Or, like, Arthur will be wearing the fuzzy hat by the end of
2018. I feel like Buster will become, like, an MRA.
Yeah.
Or, like, Buster's like, I'm Volcel now, Arthur.
How do you think what will Binky be by 2018?
Binky, I feel like Binky's actually he got woke as the series progressed.
Oh, my God.
Right?
By then Yeah,
Binky is like Matt McGrory, and he's like, here's a picture of my nipples on Instagram. Free the nipple. That's what Binky does. Muffy becomes a fandom. Everybody knows that.
Muffy, I mean, that name. IDW, you know, you want to know why she got that name?
Why?
They're going to go all grown up, by the way. By 2018, they're going to give in and do what we all wanted and going to... Because it worked great for Rugrats.
Well, also, there was that flash forward in the one episode of Arthur where they were all teenagers. There was a brief flash forward that lasted for like a minute. Damn. And that one episode where they did like a Beavis and Butthead parody and a South Park parody. You remember that one, right?
I don't. I do remember the South Park parody.
Yeah, and they also did like a wrestling parody. And it was a very weird episode. And also like the Wiggle Vision show, Dr. Katz. They did that too. That was very strange.
We'll save this for another time, but Alan, did you watch O'Grady?
Wait, what?
I watched some O'Grady the other
day. No.
It might be the ugliest cartoon of all time. We'll get to it later. IDW, they made the highly acclaimed, they've made the really good Star Trek and Planet of the Apes comics, and they've made the Transformers comics, and these kind of, the new Disney comics, which I thought Fantagraphics were
the doing. Doug comic? Whatever.
No, the Duck comics, like Disney Duck comics.
Oh, I thought you said Disney, and I'm like, Disney, Doug, Duck? Disney, Doug?
But yeah, IDW, a publisher of repute, we'll see. Maybe they'll even cross over with Disney.
Yeah, I don't know.
Wouldn't that be wild?
That would be wild.
What if Sonic and Mickey Mouse held guns to each other's heads and went like, are you ready to die? They also have the My Little Pony comic. Maybe they're just trying to win the furry market.
That might be the case.
That might just be the case.
Yeah.
Hey, Alan.
Yeah.
Are you a fan of soda pop?
I love soda pop. You know me.
What's your favorite? Is it Zevia?
Sundrop is my favorite. I've been on that Fresca kick lately, but
love that Fresca.
I love that Fresca.
Are you a fan of Jones? Jones, a Pacific Northwest staple.
I've had their root beer before, and it was very good. I think I've had a couple of other things, but like maybe like a cream soda or something. Jones is good.
Jones makes a quality product, and now they're bringing that quality to the Sonic brand.
Yeah.
That's right. The Sonic flavors are going to be available, I think this August, around the release of the game. Sonic Blue Bubblegum, Tails Orange Cream, and Knuckles Strawberry Lime. How do you feel about Sonic getting the worst flavor?
That's the thing I was about to talk to you about, is that Blue Bubblegum, why didn't you go with like Blue Raspberry?
Bubblegum's not bad, but it's
Bubblegum
like
soda? Who are you?
Orange cream is freaking red.
Orange cream's good. Strawberry lime is a little bit like, okay. You should have given like cherry limeade or something.
We should get into a bar fight and use one of these as a weapon.
That would be cool.
Smash it. And then Sonic would protect
us.
Yeah,
you break it and then Sonic comes out like a genie. Just like in Secret of the Rings.
Sonic, hey. Or Shadow the Hedgehog, you remember?
Yeah, he was a genie.
Grand Three Wishes. Yeah. What would the, here, we'll just do some quick ones. What would the Shadow the Hedgehog drink be flavored?
It'd be obviously black cherry.
Black cherry, or I was going to say blackberry.
Now, if there was an Amy drink, obviously that one would be pink bubblegum.
Yes. Rouge the Bat would be mother's milk.
Yep, mother's milk.
Really killed myself.
I was going to say, I was going to say pomegranate, but okay. Eggman is an egg cream.
A traditional with alcohol and everything.
Yes. Or eggnog or something. I don't know.
Has
an iguana arm in it.
Yes. The Babylon Rogues would have the turkey flavor.
The turkey flavor, yeah, the Thanksgiving flavor.
From a couple of Christmases ago.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And one of them would have
Charmy Bee, it's just a jar of honey. It's just honey.
Yeah. Yes, I drink that. Any of the, which would be the ranch flavored one? Chris from Sonic X.
Chris from Sonic X, your ranch soda, man.
They could just buy the rights to Chris from Sonic X and just make him the mascot.
They should.
Of ranch soda. Anyway, Alan, Sonic Forces Infinite. No, Sonic Forces Infinite. Sonic Forces Infinite, the character.
Infinite is a character.
Revealed to the public. He has infinite speed. He ignores the laws of physics.
I think he became one with the speed force. I think he's Professor Zoom.
I hate him.
He's Eobard Thawne.
Okay, here's my... Do you want to know my fan theory?
Yeah, what's up?
Do you think it's Alex Kidd?
Oh, whoa.
It's Alex Kidd. He's pissed. And he killed Knights.
Oh, wow.
And took over Knights' form.
Yeah, I can believe that.
And what's faster than the speed of a dream?
What is faster than the speed of a dream? I know that better than anybody.
Alan, have you ever been visited by Knights? It sounds like you should be at this point.
I think maybe, Russ, I think maybe like Knights inhabits my body when I'm asleep or something.
Hey, Alan?
Yeah?
Into night, dreams to light, I want to see you standing there.
So bright?
So bright?
Is that how the song goes?
I know. I want someone who really cares. That's my fan theory. Infinite, yeah, I think he looks like the bad guy from Knights, and I don't like it.
Yeah, I don't know.
Did I ruin it for you?
I like his song.
You were so... The song's good.
The song is insanely good.
Did Skrillex make it?
I think it's like... I think like Diplo made it or something. I don't know.
Diplo dipped in. He heard that friggin' track from the last game, from the Sonic Boom, and said, I gotta get in on this.
Yeah. So I've got a character from I'm dipping back into the Archie comic characters, and I've
now that we're about to lose it,
I need to make as much use of this as I can. The fan characters will always be there. I have a really good dude this week. Somebody called Uma Arachnus. Before you click on, tell me what you think Uma Arachnus looks like.
Well, they just revealed in the new Shadow of Mordor game, there's going to be a sexy Shelob.
Uh huh.
So I'm going to say it's the Rouge the Bat top with a Spider-Woman's body.
Okay.
Lower body.
Well, the thing you should have guessed is it's Muffet but dressed as a ninja. click on this page.
I think I'm still in fan character mode. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I mean, this isn't that much crazier than a fan character. She is a Mobian spider ninja. I think you mean Shinobi.
Kunoichi,
is that what it is? What's a shinobi?
Yeah, a shinobi is a ninja, but a Kunoichi is a female ninja.
What's ninja mean then?
I don't know.
I was playing Neo. I should know this. She is from the Gossamer clan in the Dragon Kingdom and the most gifted student of the Bride of the Endless Reach. She can read the web of fate and learn that the source of all would fall into the clutches of evil. Let's see. She fought Ixus Nagus, met Jeffrey St. John. She joined Snively in the convicts? Oh, wait. When the blast from one of Robo-Robotnik's satellites allowed prisoners of the Devil's Gulag, Snively, Sleuth Dog, Drago Wolf, Knack the Weasel, and the Fearsome Foursome to escape, they brought Kodos and Uma along with them. I think she was trapped in the Devil's Gulag, and she broke out of jail with them.
The Devil's Gulag.
Sometime later, Uma and Kodos found themselves fighting against one another, both becoming deranged and terminally ill, due to the toxic effects of prolonged exposure to radiation poisoning in Robotropolis. While Uma took the Sword of Acorns from Robotropolis and gave it to Kodos, Uma later stole it back from him while he slept and suggested with the sword he would no longer need her. She managed to hide the sword, but Kodos continued to chase and attack her. She managed to catch Sonic in her web and use him as bait to lure in Kodos, which she successfully did, knocking him unconscious.
Alan, how do you feel about Sonic being covered in
sticky
Spider-Girl's ooey-gooey web.
Sticky ooey-gooey web, it's good. After this, she cut Sonic from the webbing and allowed him to take Kodos back to Knothole while she vanished. Unknown to Sonic, she had just laid her eggs in a nearby tree. After this, she took the time to hide the sword, realizing she could not allow it to fall into the wrong hands. A few days later, she was attacked again by Kodos, who escaped after briefly treated in Knothole's hospital for his own radiation poisoning. Uma, succumbing to toxic effects of radiation poisoning from when she was hiding in Robotropolis, was no match for Kodos. Before she died, she managed to tell Princess Sally where she had hidden the Sword of Acorns. Uma died shortly afterward from the radiation poisoning and wounds obtained from Kodos. So, I guess she was a hero in the end because she helped get the Sword of Acorns to Sally Acorn. She had kids that became, like, ninja spiders. They all became ninja spiders.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Spiders.
Yeah, they were all like ninja spiders. It is unknown who their dad is. My theory, while Sonic was tied up in the web.
Oh my god. He jizzed.
Jizzed.
Sorry, kids. Sorry, kids. Family friendly episode.
So what do you think about her? She's basically Muffet in a ninja outfit.
Yes. Ellen, I don't want to derail the podcast more than I already have.
Yes.
Do you think in the transition between IDW...
They're going to have a Crisis on Infinite Sonics?
Archie to IDW. No. Dr. Manhattan stole, stole the comic from Archie.
Do you think Dr. Manhattan took 10 years of Sonic's life?
I think Dr. Manhattan basically controls every comic book.
I like to think that Dr. Manhattan got jealous of Sonic because he's also blue and powerful. And that Dr. Manhattan was like trying to get the Chaos Emeralds or something.
Dr. Manhattan is the Chaos Emerald. Think about it.
Maybe. Maybe that's true. Man, I'm also looking at the Web of Fate. This is just a big web that spiders look at to see the future or something. It's weird. This is just like Madam Web from Spider-Man. Madam Web, by the way, why hasn't Madam Web popped up again? What's her deal?
Where is Madam Web?
Where's Madam Web? What's her deal again?
Where and make her young and hot, trap people in her ooey gooey web.
Madam Web, wait, hold on, what? Russ, is wait, Madam what? Web around us? Oh wait, no, somebody said like I typed in Madam Web and the first thing that popped, one of the things that popped up is Madam Web Iron Fist, and I was worried she was in the Netflix TV show.
You'd have to watch.
I'd have to watch it just for Madam Web.
Because you're a huge Madam Web head.
Yeah, I am.
For years, people would say, are you Webhead? And you're like, yeah, I love Madam Web. And they're like, Spider-Man. And you're like, who?
Wow. She is the grandmother of the fourth Spider-Woman, Charlotte Whitler, or Witter. How many Spider-Women are there?
Silk. Spider-Woman.
Which one's the one with the butt?
Gwenpool.
I hate Gwenpool.
You hate Gwenpool?
Actually, here's the Spider-Women. Jessica Drew, Julia Carpenter, Maddie Franklin, Charlotte Witter, and Varanki, queen of the shape-shifting race of the Skrulls, who impersonated Jessica Drew over a long period of time and was the founding member of the superhero team, the New Avengers. Okay, so the Skrull Queen was Spider-Woman for some period of time?
Yeah.
Why?
Secret Invasion. Hey, I mean, Alan, we've got some fans, and they've got questions for us.
Oh, check the Curious Cat. Did they send anything new in?
I didn't link the Curious Cat, but we actually got some questions. Friend of the show, Crass Pants, asks, who would be your dream singer for the next Sonic theme song? Fist Bump brought us... Hootie? Who was the guy?
Wait, what?
Who was the guy, Fist Bump?
I don't...
Who's the guy who sang Fist Bump Sonic?
Oh, it was like the Creed guy or something weird.
Yeah, it was Hoobastank.
It was Hoobastank, man.
It was Hoobastank.
Wait, isn't he the UFO man?
No, you're thinking of the Tom DeLonge from Blink-182.
I am thinking of that guy. I think I would like them to not... I wouldn't want it to be a singer. I want it to be somebody rapping about Sonic.
Yes.
I want it to be like, who? I want like...
Eminem?
Yeah, I want Eminem to give me a rap about Sonic.
I know this conflict should end. That Dr. Eggman's threats went too far.
It's just going to be like Toy Soldiers, except instead of Benzino, it's going to be Eggman.
Like Egg Soldiers?
Like Egg Soldiers. yeah, so that's it.
He's going to rap like hardcore about like what happened to Blink-182.
E-102, Cap.
Killed by his own brother. Never got a chance to meet his mother.
Yeah, E-102 Gamma is actually Stan from the song Stan.
If you think about it.
Yeah. He's gone cold. He's wondering why. Yeah.
Stan.
Yeah, and Elton John's Stan there, why? And he's like, I approve of all of this. I'm Elton John.
Infinite is actually Elton John.
Yeah, that's true. And also, at some point, Vector the Crocodile's got a boner, and he says, I've got a lion in my pocket, I'm lying, I got a nine in my pocket, and baby, I'm just dying to cock it.
Oh,
boy. I hate how much Eminem I know.
My friend Seth asks, rate her and her girlfriend's pizza. Okay, here's the pizza toppings, and Alan, you're gonna give me a, give me some, you're gonna review this pizza?
Gotcha. Did they send you a picture, or?
No, just the okay, list.
That's fine.
Classic marinara sauce.
Okay.
Peruvian cherry peppers.
Ooh.
Mushrooms.
Okay.
Pepperoni.
Ooh.
Double Salam.
Whoa.
Oh, and Just For You, Ellen, the banana pets.
Ooh, that's a 5 out of 5 banana pizza. Those are all my, like,
pepperoni.
Those are, like, all my favorite. Those are literally, like, all my favorite toppings.
You guys should go meet up and have,
Yeah, you kidding me?
Like, the queerest pizza party.
Yeah, you kidding me? I love banana peppers. I love salam.
Double
the salam. Hey, you know what, Russ? Salome.
Salome.
Man, it's so good.
I think it sounds good, but drop the banana peppers.
Fuck you. Oh God. Well, that was deserved. That was deserved.
If you're still listening and concerned about the cursing, then you've officially won the challenge, Shandug. Now all you have to do is send in the crystal key, and you get $1 million from Alan.
Yep, that's true. I'll give you one of my paychecks.
Friggin' monster.
Yeah, I'm a monster. I told you I bought another Oculus Rift. I'm just...
This time, and you put it on top of your first Oculus Rift,
yeah, actually,
so you can double enter.
Yeah, so I can have double VR.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So when you take one off, then the other turns on, and you're like, I'm still in there, baby.
I'm still in the Matrix.
Wait, Alan, are you there now?
Am I?
You trapped in VR?
I think I might be trapped in... I feel like this is what everything was like before 9/11.
Alan?
Yeah?
What's the best Zelda anime?
I kind of like the Pose.
You like Pose?
Yeah, I like the Pose.
I like Skelto.
Skelto, yeah, those are good. I actually like the Hinox from the new game. I like those.
What is the name of those hands?
Oh.
I meant Stealthos, not Skeltos. Why did I say Skeltos? Stealthos.
Nintendo tweeted a horny image of Twintel from ARMS.
Yes, I saw that. It was bad.
I mean, it's good. It's just a picture of her butt and her feet. Oh, man. It's just, it's immediately just people just tweeting about how much they want to have sex with this anime character.
Wallmaster.
This anime sex character video game. Oh, boy.
It's like that Gorilla song, Sex Murder Party. I like Wallmaster hands, because what if they grabbed you? I mean, think about it.
I don't think they're an enemy, but... I like the big old fairy fountain ladies.
You do like them.
Yeah.
Alan, you're visiting them way too much. You don't have the required materials. You're just stopping by.
I'm just dumping money in the flower, but I don't have enough.
Are you saying the fairies are findoms?
Yeah, I think they are. They are essentially findoms. They're like, oh no, I can't open my flower thing. You better give me all this money. Sounds like a Patreon, if you ask me. Crowdfunding, millennial fairies. Do you think there's going to be an episode of Fairly Odd Parents about crowdfunding someday?
It's got to be. I mean,
do you think they're going to keep on adding like fairy members of Timmy's family until basically his entire family is just fairies? Because they added,
yes,
Poof, they added the horrible dog. Do you think at some point his parents are going to get turned into fairies too?
Mm-hmm.
And do you know one of those movies with Drake ended with him getting turned into a fairy, right?
Yes.
Where he got turned from an adult human man into like a tiny fairy man.
A cartoon fairy man.
He's like, well, I guess I'm still dating my girlfriend, a human adult.
Really?
Yes.
That's good, actually.
That is good, because she had to have sex with this horrible man.
I think Drake is the best Zelda anime. Kick his ass.
I think it's fucked up how, oh jeez, it's messed up how he's like just basically like alt-right now, and Josh wouldn't invite him to his wedding.
This is what happens when you deal with fairies and fays and spirits. They red pill you.
Drake has torn through the veil that separates our world from theirs, and he's seen the truth.
It's weird because fairies back in the day, they used to just spoil your milk.
Well, that's what brownies
and,
do.
Like, yeah, brownies and fairies and spirits and the fae.
Now I understand why Arthur Conan Doyle hated them so much.
Fairies, fascism. Think about it.
If you think about
Let's start with FA.
Yeah.
Think about this. Now, Podcast SD on Twitter.
Yeah. Ross, I heard you went to an anti-FA rally because you thought it was about anti-fairies. And I went there because I hate Fazoli's.
I said this earlier. We're going to talk about the Babylon Rogues a lot. Alan, any strong feelings on Babylon
about,
Rogues?
We talked about this in the SAB episode. You guys hate Wave the Swallow.
Yeah. I'm a Storm the Albatross, man. He's big and strong.
He looks like Totoro.
Yeah, that's good.
I don't like him.
He's family friendly on a freaking family friendly episode.
I always thought Jet and Wave were cool.
Jet's not cool.
Jet's cool.
Jet's the Gaara of the Sonic
Is
universe.
Is that bad?
To shadow Sasuke.
I don't know what that means, but...
Yes, it's bad.
Well, who's Gaara?
I'm Gaara.
Oh, shit, that is bad.
Hey, don't curse. Hey,
go to hell. I hate this.
Maybe. Fuck off.
This is the fucking worst. We shouldn't have done this. Dan Nanen, you have a tougher job than I gave you credit for.
Dan Nanen, maybe in the end, we should get curry on our sushi at the 7-Eleven.
That's true.
Hogcast SD on Twitter, rate, subscribe on iTunes. We're on Stitcher. We're
our,
on everything.
Our website is also now. You can get to it by going to it's either emoji a pizza eggplant emoji pizza emoji .ws, or it's the other way around. It's either pizza emoji eggplant emoji. I can't remember which one it is. It's one of those two.
Hey, they're both fun emojis. Plug them in twice.
Plug them twice.
I want to plug real
one
quick
of them
the emoji movie.
One of them goes to emoji movie. I love I think Christina Aguilera is in that.
You do love... You're a huge Aguilera head.
I am. I do love that song Candyman or whatever.
I love T.J. Miller's Descent into Madness.
Which one is he?
He's the...
Oh, he's the guy that gave the crazy interview.
He's the guy who's... he's a comedian, man.
He's on Silicon
Valley. He's okay.
Valley.
He's a decent stand-up, but he's deviated into chaos.
He's the one that gave that crazy interview. I remember that. Man, he's cool. He's kind of what I want to be.
When you grow up?
Yeah, when I grow up. One day.
I'm so... Just so you get so woke that you can't tell reality from...
That's why I got the VR headsets, baby.
Sometimes the only way to go woke is to go in. Tron. Legacy.
Hack the Matrix.
Tron Legacy.
Derez the system.
Piss Goblin?
At Action Alan. Podcast is at Hogcast SD. Rate, subscribe on iTunes. If you were listening to this because Danica retweeted, please tell me because I want to know.
If Danica gave you the hard sell, she friggin' slammed her arm on the table and said, Austin Walker,
please listen to this podcast.
You son of a bitch.
Austin, I love you. Please listen to this podcast. Austin, if you're listening, I'm a big fan.
If friggin' Danica pulled a kunai on you, because she's a kunoichi, we all know this.
That's true.
And said, listen to the friggin' show, and then cancel our whatever current Waypoint podcast there is. I'm subscribed. I don't listen to them.
There's too many podcasts for me. I don't even listen to the Giant Bomb.
Too many podcasts. If it was a show about Danny reviewing fast food restaurants,
I would always listen to that.
But Danny, make a show where you review fast food restaurants.
Can you become like the Sonic guys with us?
Danny, can you become the third Sonic guy?
Oh, man. That'd be cool.
Oh, these milkshakes are great.
Hey, these are good. Yeah. I like these.
Hey.
We can let your cat can come to the car, too.
You know what's
too.
Similar between bananas and bands?
What's up?
A lot of times, bananas split.
Oh.
Didn't have to force it.
Oh, boy.
The improv classes are really paying off. Yeah.
Russ, how many times do you go to improv class?
Well, I show up for the last 5 minutes and I look at the teacher and go, improvise, bitch.
They're
like, what?
I always show up and whenever the teacher tries to explain a lesson, I say, yes, and? And then that's it.
I go, yes, but, because I love the ass, baby.
Ooh. Ooh, boy. And I'm always just like, hey, I'm an upright citizen, and then I have a boner.
Say that to Matt Besser.
I should say that to Matt Besser.
Oh boy.
Live and learn.
Live and learn.